This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Wacker. Brian, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling about as good as the Ravens fan base is feeling. It feels like a first day of fall today. Four in a row for the Ravens. A lot to be happy about for this fan base, I would imagine.
I don't dig too deep. You know, there's somebody out there complaining about something, Brian Wacker. But the offensive line, you know, we talked about it with you and Vinny and I and Nolan and all of our listeners going into the season. Lack of pass rush. An offensive line play. Six games in, both units were where for you in regards to your concern level right now?
Well, I think the concern level on the offensive line has certainly dissipated, with the caveat, of course, that everyone is staying healthy and remains healthy. You know, Ronnie Stanley has been terrific at left tackle and has been healthy, which is, you know, look, when he's healthy, he generally plays well, so no shock there. Patrick McCary, again, is held up at left guard and looked really, you know, pretty solid. Had a few really nice blocks yesterday. Rosengarten, I heard you guys talking about earlier. Yeah, look, he's going to get bull rushed on occasion, but I think he's been overall fairly solid. And look, Daniel Falele, you've got to give this guy credit. Mm-hmm. It's a guy that was, you know, roasted early in the season and has really kind of bounced back, developed well. He's proved more than capable run blocker, has proved a passable pass blocker, if you will. I think the Ravens have also been wise to try to get rid of the ball, either get rid of the ball quickly or use play action where, you know, Lamar has a little more time because the running game is clicking. So I think there's very little concern with the offensive line right now. Pass rush, you know, look, they didn't bring a lot of guys yesterday against Jaden Daniels. They wanted to sort of muddy the picture for him, it looked like, in coverage. I would still be a little mildly concerned. I think Owe has played fine this year. I think Van Noy has obviously played well. He does what he does. He gets after the quarterback. You know what you're getting from him. Travis Jones has been fantastic in the middle. Matabike, you know, probably not up to his standard, which is pretty high. But not to say he's playing poorly, just, you know, this is a guy that's one of the top paid defensive tackles in the league. And, you know, to expect him to kind of match that 13 sack season he had a season ago is probably a big ask. So I would say there's, you know, probably a little bit of concern there, but again, you can scheme that. You can bring in guys like Kyle Hamilton and so forth and rush them. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the course of the next couple of months here.
Hamilton played a lot of deep safety in this one. I'm guessing they didn't want to give up the bomb.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jaden Daniels is. You know, even as well as the Ravens played yesterday, Daniels was really very, very good in that game. Mm-hmm. This guy leads the NFL in completion percentage. We saw a lot of really nice throws and tight windows to guys who were covered, and he's able to make some of those completions to guys like Terry McLaurin. I mean, and to your point, yeah, this is a guy who throws a really good deep ball. I think they wanted to keep everything in front of them, if that makes sense. That seemed to be the approach yesterday, and it worked.
You have any concerns with Wiggins? I mean, he's a PI waiting to happen.
You know, you do. I think anytime you've got a rookie corner playing on the outside, particularly when you go against some of the receivers that he has seen and will see throughout this season, yeah, I think you're going to have some mistakes. You're going to have some pass interferences. You're going to have look, to his credit, he's talked about that. He's talked about that's the biggest difference for him, college to pro, is learning to not be so grabby downfield and not be so handsy with receivers. Now, it helps, of course, having that speed. There's some nice plays he made yesterday where you could see that speed come into play. We've seen that happen a few times this year. But, yeah, it's going to be an up-and-down road, I think, almost anytime you have a rookie corner on the outside, particularly one that can get a little grabby and occasionally have his head on a swivel.
I tell you what, when Tucker made that 58-yard field goal last week, you know, the importance of it and everything, he's like a different guy. I mean, like, he's drilling everything now right down the middle. I mean, the 45-yarder, to me, he's like back to his old confident self, it looks like.
Yeah, I talked to some guys about that, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody had told me that, you know, that kick, that 56-yarder, it had a different sound to it. It had that thump to it that you're used to hearing from him. And so, yeah, look, I don't think there was ever really any major concern about Justin Tucker. He talked about, you know, kind of fine-tuning the technique in the process, you know. But again, this guy's one of the best to ever do it, and it's rare that guys just fall off the cliff like that. Especially, you know, it's not like he was missing kicks short. You see that happen with kickers as they, you know, get toward the back end of their career, if you will. You know, where they maybe can't kick it as far, they struggle to get that distance. That has not been the case. He was just pulling the ball, missing them. Seems to have eradicated that issue.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens won 4 in a row, off to Tampa, taking on the Buccaneers a week from tonight. Tampa just blew out New Orleans, and we'll talk about that game as the show progresses and the week does. But Derrick Henry, another monster game. How much, if he's at all, Brian, how much is he exceeding your expectations here so far in 2024?
Yeah, I don't know if he's exceeding them, but he certainly had a couple of eye-popping moments. I mean, you go back to that 87-yarder where you've seen that on tape before and you're impressed by it, but then you see it, it's like, wow, this guy still has that gear when he's outrunning, you know, 20-something-year-old defensive backs and his own wide receivers struggling to keep up with him. So, you know, to me, I'm not really worried about Derrick Henry. I'm not really worried about this offense. I think this offense, you know, and I heard you guys talking about it earlier in the show. I mean, look, this is one of the best offenses in the NFL by any measure, advanced statistics, whatever you want, DVOA, et cetera. This is a terrific offense with a lot of weapons. To me, the biggest concern is still that defense, and some of that is pass rush, and more of it is probably the secondary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.